Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today it's our News Digest unit, and today we're going to talk about disaster politics. Of course, you all know what politics are. Politics usually refers to fighting in the government between different parties. They're all criticizing the other party for doing this right and that wrong and stuff like that. That's what politics is all about. But if you're talking about disaster politics, well, that's where it shouldn't be a problem, but it turns out it is.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Even during a horrible national disaster that politics would play a part, that's just kind of shameful, I think. You know, this is the first I've heard of this, so it's kind of interesting. Most of our listeners are aware that several months ago, Nepal had a horrible or disastrous earthquake. We're going to talk about how that country refused to accept any help from Taiwan, and it was for political reasons.
It was indeed. So it wasn't because Taiwan didn't want to help.
No.
They were ready to do so, but they were not allowed to do so. Let's find out why right now by reading our article in its entirety. Nepal suffered a disastrous 7.8 magnitude earthquake on April 25th. At least 8,800 people died, and tens of thousands were left homeless. This prompted governments from around the world to rush aid and relief to Nepal, with one exception, Taiwan. It wasn't because Taiwan was indifferent to the catastrophe. In fact, within hours after the deadly quake, Taiwan's government had readied several search and rescue teams to dispatch at a moment's notice. However, Nepalese officials refused offers of help from Taiwan, claiming that the great distance and lack of diplomatic ties between the two countries were the reasons. The first excuse didn't hold water, as Nepal accepted aid from countries farther away, including the US, Britain, Finland, and others. The second excuse fell flat as well, since the Philippines, which was not Taiwan's diplomatic ally, received aid from Taiwan after it was devastated by a violent typhoon in 2013. Besides, due to frequent earthquakes, Taiwan had well-trained and experienced disaster relief teams at the ready. It was very unlikely that, in the face of a calamity, any country would decline such a benevolent offer for lack of diplomatic ties. The real reason isn't hard to discern. Nepal turned down Taiwan's offer lest it offend China. Actually, this is not the first time Nepal has bent to China's will. Since China is the largest investor in Nepal, the small country has helped impede the flow of Tibetans fleeing from China's persecution and sent those refugees back. Therefore, it's no surprise that Nepal doesn't want to upset China, which isolates Taiwan from the international community by hook or by crook. Much to the regret of many, during the critical hours after the earthquake, political calculation outweighed every other consideration. Due to this issue, many Nepalese victims might have died in vain.
Okay, guys, let's get started. A disaster is something horrible that happens. Usually it happens suddenly. It could be an accident, it could be a natural disaster or a catastrophe. It could be an earthquake, a typhoon, you know, something that's pretty bad and a lot of people are hurt or even killed. Usually if it's a disaster, people are killed as well. So we're saying disaster politics, we're talking about something that has something to do with governments. If it's political, it has something to do with the way a city or a state or a country is governed. And, you know, not everybody has the same viewpoints, at least politically, and sometimes people disagree and it affects their relationships.
That's what happens, all right. So, again, we've got disaster politics, and we are politicizing disaster relief, trying to help those people rebuild their lives. Now, Nepal suffered a disastrous 7.8 magnitude earthquake on April 25th. And if you talk about earthquakes, of course, the people of Taiwan are very familiar with earthquakes. And in order to know how strong an earthquake is, you need to determine its magnitude on the Richter scale. 7.8 is pretty big here. Was
yeah.
that bigger than the Japanese one or the one in Taiwan? I'm not quite sure of the figures there.
I believe so.
In any case here, 7.8 is pretty big. Magnitude is also used in astronomy when you talk about how bright stars are. So magnitude is just a unit of degree or intensity.
It's really big, especially if you're talking about a country where the buildings aren't very stable or aren't built with really strong materials like they are here and in Japan. So we've got a really strong earthquake, and it happened back in April. At least 8,800 people died, almost 9,000. I'm sure more died that they haven't found, and tens of thousands were left homeless. So it was a horrible natural disaster. This prompted the governments from around the world to rush aid or, you know, help and relief to Nepal, with one exception. Most governments from around the world send aid and relief except one country. With one exception means this is the only one that isn't included in the statement we just made. Taiwan, which doesn't make sense because Taiwan people are so great and very loving, and we are also very familiar with what earthquakes are about because we have them here. So why wasn't Taiwan included?
Yeah, there was one exception, one that didn't follow the regular rule here, Taiwan. And it wasn't because Taiwan was indifferent to the catastrophe. If you're indifferent about something, that means you're not emotionally affected by it. You don't care, and you're not going to do anything about it, and you're not going to feel bad about it. So it wasn't because Taiwan was indifferent. They were not indifferent. They were very concerned about this. And they wanted to help. And a catastrophe, of course, is something really bad that happens. It could be an earthquake. It could be a tornado, a typhoon. It causes great and sudden damage and suffering. That's what a catastrophe is. They were not indifferent to this catastrophe. They did want to help.
In fact, within hours after the deadly quake, Taiwan's government had readied or gotten ready. To ready is actually a verb. We usually use it as an adjective, you know, I'm ready. But here it's a verb. They had readied several search and rescue teams to dispatch at a moment's notice. Search and rescue teams are often put together and they practice in advance of disasters, because you never know when one will happen and you have to be prepared and ready. So these teams will often practice together before anything bad happens, so that when something does occur, they can quickly be dispatched to whatever accident area they need to go to. If you dispatch something, it just means you send something out. So they are sent out at a moment's notice, means without any really long notice. They can get ready very quickly and get out the door just as fast.
Mm-hmm. And related to dispatch here is a dispatcher. That's a person who is responsible for sending out vehicles to certain locations. In the old days, maybe even nowadays, we got taxi companies. And if you need a taxi, you call them and the dispatcher will send a taxi to where you want it.
Yeah. If you have a 911 emergency, when you call that phone number, those operators will be operating as dispatchers. They will send the police, the fire folks, the firemen to your location, depending on what problem you're experiencing.
And, of course, they were ready to dispatch those search and rescue teams at a moment's notice. At a moment's notice means right away, but they're basically waiting for someone to tell them to go. When they're told, they're going to go right away. However, Nepalese officials, that means people from Nepal, or the officials there, people in the government, they refused offers of help from Taiwan. Nope. Sorry, Taiwan, we appreciate the offer, but we can't accept your help. Well, why, Taiwan wanted to know? Well, the Nepalese officials responded, and they claimed, or they were claiming, that the great distance and lack of diplomatic ties between the two countries were the reason. So they claimed, well, you can't help us because Taiwan's too far away. You know, you can't possibly send stuff this far because Nepal is way high in the mountains, and you guys can't come to us this far. And also, we don't really really have any diplomatic relations. You don't recognize our government. We don't recognize yours, so you can't help us.
Yeah, diplomatic refers to diplomacy between two countries, so it's your international relations. And these are kind of really lame excuses. If you give someone a lame excuse, L-A-M-E, it means it's kind of weak. You know, come on, you're making stuff up here. And it's not very convincing. A lame excuse from a student to a teacher would be like, oh, I didn't get my homework done last night because...
the dog ate it.
Yeah, I did start it, but the dog ate my paper. What?
Or the electricity went out, or my father suddenly had some kind of medical emergency and we had to go to the hospital.
That's not lame. That's real.
Well, if it's real, but yeah, lame excuses would be
something really
like,
weak and unbelievable, huh?
Yeah, like, you know, I got put into the laundry by mistake or something. So, yeah, those are all lame excuses. So, yeah, that's what we're saying here. These are lame reasons for not accepting the help from Taiwan. Now, the next paragraph here begins by saying, the first excuse didn't hold water as Nepal accepted aid from countries farther away, including the U.S., Britain, Finland, and others. If something doesn't hold water, that means it's just not true, it's not legitimate, and you could say that about various things. Your excuse for being late doesn't hold water. There was not a traffic jam this morning. I drove to work this morning to the school, so your excuse doesn't hold water. It's not legitimate.
It's sort of slang, I would say, if something doesn't hold water. You know, it's not believable, it's not credible, it's not true. Usually, what they're saying is, you know, you're lying, but they don't want to say that because that's really rude. So the first excuse didn't hold water as Nepal accepted aid from countries that were actually located farther away than Taiwan, including the U.S., which is a lot farther away, Britain, Finland, and others. The second excuse fell flat as well, since the Philippines, which was not Taiwan's diplomatic ally, received aid from Taiwan after it was devastated by a violent typhoon in 2013. So if something falls flat, it just is not successful. For example, if you're baking a cake and you take it out of the oven too quickly, sometimes it will fall, which just means it's a unsuccessful cake, you could say. So if something falls flat, it's not successful. So their second excuse didn't work either, because the Philippines are not one of Taiwan's diplomatic allies. If you're an ally, you're a friend of a country. The opposite, of course, would be an enemy. Or maybe you just don't have diplomatic ties, where those are pretty official, where you sign agreements between the countries. So I'm surprised, though, that the Philippines is not one of our allies, but they aren't. And they were welcoming aid from Taiwan after they were devastated by the typhoon in 2013. The poor Philippines, they get a lot of typhoons.
Yes, if you're devastated by something, that means you suffer a lot of damage. You are destroyed. For example, if your girlfriend asks you to break up with her, you might be very devastated emotionally. You may not be able to go on, and you'll probably be crying for quite some time. But you'll get over it, and you'll find the next girl. Remember, guys, there are plenty of fish in the sea. So, again, this excuse just didn't work either. It fell flat.
Okay, guys, some more explanation is on its way. Our Chinese teacher is going to teach you now.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天要看到的是从尼泊尔赈灾来看权力的关系。我们都知道，在4月25日呢，尼泊尔发生了一个 7.8 震度的大地震。那么我们来看一下，在第一段的第三个句子提到 ,This prompted governments from around the world to rush aid and relief to Nepal, with one exception, Taiwan. 因为发生这么严重的灾难，就促使的全世界各个政府呢，都把这些 aid 援助跟 relief 救济的物品呢，送到了尼泊尔。然而其中一个例外就是台湾。不过这个句子我们先来看动词 prompt。 prompt 在这里呢有促使或者是激起的意思。 His curiosity prompted him to ask questions， 在这里就解释成为他的好奇心驱使着他 发问，问了很多问题。而为什么会把台湾排除在外呢？后面的句子写着 It wasn't because Taiwan was indifferent to the catastrophe。在这里有两个重要的单字 indifferent 代表着就是一个形容词漠不关心的，所以对什么表示漠不关心，你就可以说 be indifferent to。而一般的灾难呢，我们可以称之为 disaster， 不过大灾难在这里我们就用了这个字 catastrophe。 为什么会是这样子呢？其实台湾是非常想要帮忙的。在第一段的最后一句提到 However, Nepalese officials refused offers of help from Taiwan, claiming that the great distance and lack of diplomatic ties between the two countries were the reasons. 其实呢，这个尼泊尔的官员拒绝了台湾提供的帮助，那么他宣称是有两个原因。第一个是 the great distance， 是因为距离遥远。第二个则是 lack of diplomatic ties， 也就是两个国家并没有外交的关系。我们先来看一下，在这句子里面有个重要的动词叫做 claim。 claim 在这里呢是有主张跟声称的意思。举个例子来说，他主张，他宣称那个戒指是被偷的而不是遗失的。 She claimed the ring was stolen, not lost. 正因为这样的原因，尼泊尔的官员就拒绝了台湾的协助。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Let's continue to talk about disaster politics and politicizing disaster relief. We're talking about the fact that Nepal did not accept aid from Taiwan for some kind of flimsy excuse here. They said that they couldn't send it far enough there because Nepal's just too far away for Taiwan. Mm-hmm. And their second excuse was that there simply are no diplomatic ties between the two countries. But hey, that didn't stop the Philippines from accepting assistance from Taiwan. Well, besides, or in addition, due to frequent earthquakes, Taiwan had well-trained and experienced disaster relief teams at the ready. That makes sense here. Who better to send aid and relief to Nepal than Taiwan? Taiwan's got lots of experience with earthquakes, and of course they've had other natural disasters like typhoons, that big typhoon that hit a couple of years ago that actually buried a village down in Kaohsiung. Yes, Taiwan is very experienced in trying to save people's lives, so yeah, who better to send to Nepal than the Taiwanese?
Yeah, it says here that Taiwan has, or had, because we're talking about when they made this decision, had well-trained and experienced disaster relief teams at the ready. At the ready just means you're all set to go. We'll often talk about search and rescue teams who are at the ready, or military people who are at the ready in case something bad happens, or perhaps a country is attacked. So at the ready. Or maybe your family's going to go on vacation and your mom says, you better get packed and ready to go. When dad gets here, we better be at the ready. It's actually a phrase we use and it just kind of goes at the end of a sentence, meaning you're all set, you know, at a moment's notice you can leave.
That's right. They were just waiting for the word, and then they were going to set off. It was very unlikely that, in the face of a calamity, any country would decline such a benevolent offer for lack of diplomatic ties. So, yes, it was very unlikely, very difficult to believe that if you were faced with a calamity, that you would decline such an offer. A calamity here is just another word for a disaster, a catastrophe, a calamity. That is just an event that causes a lot of damage and a lot of suffering and stuff like that, just like a catastrophe, as I just said. So, yes, it's unlikely that a country suffering from this calamity would turn down such a benevolent offer. To turn down is to decline. To decline just says, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, benevolent is kind of a great word. Look at it there. You can kind of see the parts of the word benefit. Benevolent means goodness, full of goodness and care, and charity is included in that word. So people who have big hearts are benevolent and they're full of willingness to help others. So it doesn't make any sense that a country would actually turn down help when they were so badly in need of help. In fact, there were weeks, it seemed like, before some of the rescue teams could even reach the top of some of the mountains to help those poor villages that had collapsed. So it was really a shame. The real reason isn't hard to discern. If you discern something, you look and figure something out that seems a little bit cloudy or not quite clear if you look at it. So you have to do some, I guess, investigation, and you have to figure things out in order to discern something. So you have some special powers in order to see something that other people can't. Well, it wasn't hard to see what was really going on. Nepal turned down Taiwan's offer lest it offend China. Lest means should it, you know. It was trying to avoid this happening. Lest is not usually used as we speak, but we will use it when we write. In fact, it's a word I see a lot in the Bible, to be honest. It's kind of old-fashioned, kind of a way we used to talk a long time ago. Lest. Or should this happen? So lest just means with the intention of preventing something or avoiding something. So we wanted to avoid offending China. We love lest, though, because it's one word that actually means about three altogether.
Yeah, basically it just means they turned down the offer because they did not want to offend China.
Yeah.
And to offend someone here just means you cause someone to feel upset and resentful, especially if you say something to somebody that makes them very unhappy. You could offend someone by using a racial term or something that might offend somebody. Or if you use bad language or you insult them in some way, you are offending them. So they didn't want to upset or offend China.
Since China is the largest investor, an investor is someone who uses their money to put towards something, maybe a new business, because they feel like get money back from that, they'll make a profit. China really invests in Nepal. They use money to help different organizations and companies in Nepal. That small country has helped impede the flow of Tibetans fleeing from China's persecution and sent those refugees back. So Nepal is very close to Tibet, and as some of you know, China persecutes those poor Tibetans. If you're persecuted, you're, threatened and harassed and treated poorly, and sometimes they're treated poorly physically. They hurt them physically. And if sometimes those Tibetans try to sneak out of Tibet and go into Nepal, Nepal has no sympathy, and they force them to go back to their own countries.
Right, so China's telling Nepal what to do with those people. So Nepal bends to China's will. They do what they say without question. And yes, indeed, that's all because of money. China has a lot of money invested in Nepal. And of course, they try to impede or stop the flow of Tibetans who are leaving China's persecution. They send those refugees back. A refugee, of course, is somebody who is seeking shelter in another place because of a war or a famine, a flood, stuff like that. Therefore, it's no surprise that Nepal doesn't want to upset China. If you upset somebody, you make them mad. Nepal doesn't want to do that. And China isolates Taiwan from the international community by hook or by crook. Isolate means to make somebody feel all by themselves without any help or support.
Yeah.
By hook or by crook means in any way they can.
Much to the regret of many, many people feel bad about this. During the critical hours after the earthquake, political calculation outweighed every other consideration. A calculation is when someone sits down and thinks through something clearly and makes a decision based on how something may result. So it's an assessment of all the risks, the possibilities, the effects of a situation or any action they take. They think through it carefully, and that's how they make a decision. Just act out of their hearts, I guess you could say. They use their brains, and it's very calculating, which oftentimes is kind of a negative way to make a decision. They thought through political things rather than actually just helping people in need.
Right, it outweighed those other considerations, so they thought, okay, we better do as China says, don't accept that help from Taiwan. And due to this issue, or because of this situation, many Nepalese victims might have died in vain. If you die in vain, that means you die, but you didn't really have to because of some stupid mistake somebody made.
Yeah, it was unnecessary. You didn't have to die at all. So we could have said these victims might have died unnecessarily because of political issues and political conflicts between countries, which is sad.
So there you have it, a lesson on disaster politics. Okay, it's time now, everybody, to stop talking and listen to our Chinese teacher.
在文章的第二段一刚开始就提到了，其实这两个理由都是站不住脚的。我们来看一下第二段中间的句子，提到 Besides, due to frequent earthquakes, Taiwan had well-trained and experienced disaster relief teams at the ready. 其实因为台湾也是地震频繁，所以我们拥有着 well-trained, 是训练有素，而且 experienced,经验非常丰富的赈灾团队，随时都可以立即行动。在这里的 at the ready 指的就是随时可用的意思。It was very unlikely that, in the face of a calamity, any country would decline such a benevolent offer for lack of diplomatic ties.所以呢，非常不可能在面对这样的大灾难的时候，会有国家因为没有外交的关系而婉拒如此善意的提议。在这里我们再看到另外一个字，相等同于 catastrophe， 在这里用的是 calamity， 也就是有大灾难的意思。我们来造一个句子。The recent flooding in the south was a calamity, 指的就是最近南部的淹水真是一场大灾难啊。而另外一个动词 decline 则是有婉拒的意思，那么等一下我们也会看到它也等同于片语 turn down， 就是有婉拒拒绝。下一段的第一个句子提到The real reason isn't hard to discern. Nepal turned down Taiwan's offer lest it offend China. 其实真正的原因并不难看得出来。尼泊尔会拒绝台湾的提议，是他因恐呢害怕得罪了中国。在这里的 turn down 就是有拒绝的意思，而 discern 则是有分辨、辨识的意思。不过我们在这里要介绍的重要句型是 lest， 它是一个连接词，解释成为因恐以免。那么它后面的句子呢，要先写主词，再加上 should， 再加原形动词。不过 should 是可以省略的。举个例子来说，我们不敢开他的玩笑，因恐怕他会生气。We dare not play jokes on him, lest he should get angry.最后一段的第一句提到 ,much to the regret of many, during the critical hours after the earthquake, political calculation outweighed every other consideration. 其实令人遗憾的是，在这地震之后的关键时刻，政治的算计居然比其他所有的考量要来得更重要，实在是令人非常的遗憾。而这里的动词 outweigh 也就是有比什么更重的意思。
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We're out of time, so we got to wrap up and get out of here. We hope you'll join us again soon. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.